That was the latest from Ty Siegel from his self-titled album. Starting us off here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. Really, really excited about what we have going on tonight's show. Up first, we have a band that is getting ready to release their debut album this weekend with a CD release party at the Oregon Express, a great lineup of musicians. We're going to tell you all about that and about the album here in just a moment. But first, we have live music from Salvador Ross. I'm so excited to have them here. Take it away, you guys. Salvador Ross, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Now, I know the three of you from assorted other bands, but how did you guys come together to form this particular project?
Well, I would say that this is Kyle Byram speaking. Kyle Sweeney and I met sharing a show at, where was that place?
McGuffey's,
when the White Suits played with his old band, Del Rocco. And we knew we wanted to start something together because we had a lot in common. And so we started jamming because I was kind of looking for an outlet for more of a mellow, chilled psychedelic rock in comparison with what I was doing at the time with the White Suits, which was a lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And so that developed into this, which is the total opposite of what I just said.
I was going to say, mellow, I would not call this. Psychedelic, yes, absolutely. But yeah, you're still rocking pretty hard here.
Yeah, we started out sitting in his back room with acoustics trying to do Ray LaMontagne meets, whatever.
My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But then this just became more primary for us both, and our true loves are more of what we're doing now, and that's kind of what we gave birth to here. And we went through a lot of different bass guys until we finally found this dude here, Frizz, Matt Zafransky. He's the man for the job.
Yeah, I remember just wanted to jam with you for a while, and then I knew I was moving to Dayton, saw you at the show, and just asked you, what are you doing? And it was just good timing, I guess, because you have to be looking for a bass player change, and feel just very lucky.
Yeah, it worked out perfect timing.
Say all things happen right when they're supposed to, getting all the players aligned. So how soon after the three of you came together did you guys start working on the album, or was that something that was in the works previous to Matt joining the band?
We had finished the album before Matt joined.
Oh wow.
Our buddy Mike McEwen did the session work on that. He was our guy live. He was part of the band for a long time, but his schedule and career kind of dictated, and he was cool with it. He understood. He even volunteered to exit, saying he felt that his schedule was too restricting. So we took our time and found the right guy while still gigging with Mike. And he's all over the album, even some of the tracks of the next album that's going to be coming out.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, but Frizz is our guy from here on out.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about the project of putting the album together. I know you guys recorded this with Tim Pritchard, right?
Yeah, Tim he's the most giving, selfless person I've ever encountered. And he basically just said, hey, I like what you're doing. We were already friends anyways because we played in the Last Waltz tribute mm-hmm. together. And he said he just wanted to help us out because we were having a hard time finding the right place to record and we didn't have any money. We still don't have any money. And we just, whenever we all had our time open, that whenever our schedules merged in the right way, we would get together and do it. It took us about a year and a half, and here's the product.
I love it.
It's finally done.
I love it. So with your sound, I'm curious, did you do it mostly live to tape? I would think with the kind of energy that you guys have and that beautiful raw sound that would lend itself, or did you really parse things out in the studio?
We went in, we recorded at the BHA building in Dayton. They have the practice spaces available, and we recorded at the Motel Beds practice space. And we're ever grateful for them allowing us to do that. It's, we couldn't have done it without them. It still wouldn't exist yet if we hadn't had all this help. These songs would still be stuck in our heads. And we got a lot of help from everybody, and I'm super thankful for the Dayton music community because of that. We're really lucky to be part of it. But
it really speaks to the community that
sure
you were able to get this together like this in a way that was so homegrown, and kind of the power of our community and friendships within the scene that helped make this happen.
Totally. So we ended up, Tim helped us out. We went in and recorded live, and we made, our focus was on the drums. We wanted to make sure that the drums were solid, and then we went back and overdubbed most of it a few of the songs, we kept the original guitar tracks because it retained that live dynamic feel, and replacing that sometimes isn't a good idea. So we just kept embellishing it from that point on forward and just made it grow and added layers and layers and layers and experimented with harmonies and weird tracks. And Tim's all over the album playing keys and percussion and pedal steel on a song. He's just a pretty radical guy. He can do it all while riding a bike.
I want to be Tim Pritchard when I grow up.
So in kind of along those lines, so obviously you added a lot of layers to things as you were going through the recording process and really got to embellish those tracks and explore them and things like that. Did that then change the way that you guys are playing them live at all? Did that evolution change it? Or are you sticking with kind of the live versions you had prior to the recording?
I would say that nothing is ever done. It's done on tape. When it's on the album, I mean, everybody's going to get that result. But live, what you see is going to be what we want to do. Because, like Hendrix, you know, you could play Fire 1,000 times and you're going to be sick of it. So you're going to naturally start to improvise and change things up to make it more interesting for yourself and hopefully the crowd. So we're really working on changing up the endings of some of the songs. Like, we're going to do a different ending to one of the songs tonight.
Excellent.
That wouldn't be on the album this way.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. Well, we'll have that coming up here in a minute. We're talking to Salvador Ross. Their new album, it's their debut album, is called Mystery Head. And tell us about the party Saturday night, Oregon Express. It's going to be an awesome time celebrating this release.
Yeah, it's going to be this is the best lineup we've ever been a part of. I really wanted all three of these other bands to be on the bill with us. And usually putting a show together is extremely difficult. You've got to wait around for responses from all the band members. So, like, 20 people are really involved in putting the show together. You have to converge 20 schedules. Think about that. So within a half an hour, they had all confirmed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a beautiful, yeah, it never happens that way. We're going to enjoy it when we've got it. So we've got the, we're going to start around 9. The first band will be the New Old Fashioned.
Nice.
Then Me and Mountains will start after they're done. Then the Boxcar Suite. Then we're going to play in... Tim Pritchard and Tom Salvatierra are going to be guests during our performance. We're going to have a 5-piece at one point in the set featuring pedal steel and combo organ.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, man. So Saturday, Oregon Express is going to be the place to be. Salvador Ross releasing their debut album, Mystery Head, joined on stage by the New Old Fashioned, Me and Mountains, and the Boxcar Suite. All bands Ooh. Kaleidoscope listeners should be familiar with and excited to hear live. What's next for you guys after you get through the release show? Are you hoping to get out on the road a little bit with this or kind of gig regionally, or have you even thought that far yet?
Oh, yeah. We've got 14 dates established already. We're going to be playing around the Miami Valley a lot. We're going to be going up to Cleveland to play at the Happy Dog, Nashville to play at the Cobra. If you go to Facebook, you can see our little flyer we've made. It's a nice little focal point to find out all the shows. We're still trying to hook something up in Chicago and Pittsburgh, and we're really trying to make that small regional circle happen this time for once, instead of just playing the same 3 clubs on 5th Street. I mean, those clubs are awesome, but you will not succeed if you play them only, exclusively.
They're,
you have to grow.
They're better when you're coming home to them.
Awesome. Homecoming, yes.
It's fun to do a hometown show. It's even better when you can do a homecoming show after you've been out for a little bit, I think.
We have the best landing place of anywhere
exactly.
in the country, I think. I couldn't be more proud of these venues we play at.
For sure, for sure. Well, in talking about playing out and all that good stuff, what do you guys think? Shall we do some more live ones?
Sure, why not?
All right, we've got Salvador Ross in the house. You can find details about everything we've been talking about tonight on Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Link to the band, get their tour dates, and get more information on the Saturday night show at the Oregon Express. But don't go running off to the internet just yet. We're going to hear some more live ones. Take it away, you guys.
Thank you.
Salvador Ross, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Their new album is called Mystery Head. And you can celebrate the release with them Saturday night at the Oregon Express. They're going to be joined on stage by the new old-fashioned Me and Mountains and the Boxcar Suite. You guys, thank you so much for being here. It was so great having you in the studio.
Thank you.
Check out Salvador Ross. We've got all the details and ways to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio.